From the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 23, it reads, "And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him." Here we see in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, the power of music. Music that is giving God the glory was used here to deliver King Saul from an evil spirit, for King Saul had an agenda to kill David. The power of the music of God. We see music way back in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 21, as Jubal was a father of all that handled the harp, or a plucking instrument, stringed instrument, and organ, which is a breathing instrument in that day. We see in 1 Chronicles, chapter 25, how David organized 4,000 singers into 24 courses or weekly periods to praise the Lord. Instruments of music accompanied these singers, according to 1 Chronicles 23, verse number 5. Music has always been a part of the worship and praise of the Lord, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the book of Psalms, which is our hymn book, words that are sung and giving God the glory reach a crescendo. In Psalm 150, which speaks of praising the Lord and praising Him with the sound of a trumpet, the sound of a psaltery and harp, praising Him with a timbrel and dance, praising Him with stringed instruments and organs, praising Him with loud cymbals and with the high-sounding cymbals, and finishes with the final verse, "Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord." Music inculcated all through the scriptures, endorsed by the Lord, and yet teaching not only the power of music, but that there are two types of music. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 11 through 19, teaching a scripture of double reference on the king of Tyre and on Satan. Specifically in verse 13, how Satan was created for praise and worship unto the Lord, and the gift of music was upon him. Yet when he was cast out from heaven, according to Luke chapter 10, verse 18, he changed from Lucifer to Satan, from light to dark, from good to evil. And the gift of music that was upon him was perverted, no longer giving God the glory, but now glorifying himself, the flesh, and the world. Individuals today are not making that distinction, believing that all music is good and glorifies the Lord. There is music that gives God the glory and produces fruit in our life and encourages our spirit. And then there is music that endorses the flesh, speaks of this world, relationships out of marriage, lust, and other anti-Christian principles. There is power in music, and it can deliver individuals from the bondage of the evil one, or it can cause individuals to go astray from the Lord. How many individuals today have started out in the church singing and praising the Lord, playing instruments unto the Lord, and then when the opportunity came for them to make money from the world and to receive fame and fortune. They left the church and began to sing for the world. How many churches are out there using Christian music and the classic hymns for the glory of God should be applauded and supported. However, how many churches are out there using worldly music in a rock concert atmosphere just to draw individuals to increase the numbers of the church and having a deficit on the Word of God? It does not matter how many top 10 songs individuals may have if it is not glorifying the Lord. It does not matter how many platinum records individuals may have if it does not glorify the Lord. It does not matter how popular the songs may be if that song does not glorify the Lord. Scripture teaches in Psalm 127, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." It may be popular in this world, but the words of the old Christian song still reigns true and teaches, only what you do for Christ will last, and only what you do for Him will be counted for in the end. Scripture is clear, teaching us that music is to be used to glorify the Lord. For the Lord will not share His glory with any, nor His praise with graven images. For the Scripture speaks, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture is clear, not only on the power of music, either for good or for evil, and gives us direction and clarity in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.